The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Japan's new Olympic Stadium will have a sweeping retractable roof, a skywalk with a panoramic view of Tokyo, various high-tech gadgets like facial recognition instead of tickets. The only problem is that it's ugly.
Some have likened it to a spaceship, a bicycle helmet, a turtle.
More after this from Charlie. With the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo 5 years away, we are now seeing the final design of the new 80,000-seat Olympic Stadium. And, of course, it set off a big debate. It cost $1.37 billion, which is a lot of money in a country where thousands of tsunami victims are still in temporary housing. But mainly, it's the design that seems to have irritated nearly every major Japanese architect, possibly because the Sports Council decided to hire a non-Japanese architect. They hired Dame Zaha Hadid, who was born in Baghdad and studied in London. But there's at least one American who doesn't like it either. He's Jeff Kingston, professor at Temple University's Japan campus, who described it to CBS News correspondent Seth Doan as a monstrous Prada bag plopped down in a lovely park.
So I think in terms of priorities, in terms of sustainability, a lot of people think it doesn't really make any sense. Okay, Lady Gaga can come once a year and fill the stadium, but there are too many events that are going to attract that many people.
And then again, as the project supervisor told Seth, what Olympic Stadium hasn't been controversial?
Were you expecting this much controversy with this project?
All projects of this scale or magnitude, public projects in particular, will always get a lot of attention over time, that as it becomes used, it becomes part of their daily life.
I have to say, it didn't look to me much like a turtle or a spaceship. My first impression was more like the head of a large insect, which appears to be eating the fans as they walk in. And you know, considering the typical cost of a major sports event, that actually makes sense. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.